Yud Gimel Tevis, 21st of December, Rabbi Yishai Schlesinger, the beginning of Golos.
Okay. For anyone who listens to us on the journey out, we wish them Chaim B'Sholom. Maloch v'tzavanoch. This week was Asor B'Tevis, as well as Parshas Vayechi. Both assemble the beginning of Golos. Asor B'Tevis, we all know that a part of Yom Kippur, it would be the only Tainus which would be Doiche Shabbos, because this is the Aschole, the besieged Yerushalayim, and it was the beginning of the Golos. The same Parshas Vayechi. We know that Parshas Vayechi, with the Ramban, immediately when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, it was the start of Golos, although it wasn't the start of the Shibbut, not of the slavery, but it was the beginning of the Golos. I always say that you find in the Pasuk, Vayishev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. Say Chazal, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalbo. Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, it doesn't say Vayeshev. Be'eretz Megurei Oviv, when Yaakov Avinu was together with his father, because Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, you felt it's a time of maybe taking a break, like we all do now. Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Oviv. Or Be'eretz Mitzrayim, when you find yourself Be'eretz Mitzrayim, it's Vayechi Yaakov. You got to be alive and alert and look out, Cholila Bechas, of any dangers around us. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, it wasn't even Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalvo. It was no Hava Amino of Leishev B'Shalvo. It's a continuous Vayechi Yaakov. And it's on a daily basis. As the previous Magachi mentioned, L'Seil Chabachukas Agoyim, well, today, if someone wants to make a little booklet of the Chukas Agoyim, he would have to buy quite a few books. It's that totally Meshigah. Totally as Meshigah could be. And we live between them. It's got to be Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And it goes much deeper. We find in Parshas Vayeshev, Vayhi Hashem is Yosef, Vayhi Ish Matzliach. The Eibishter was Yosef, and he was the most successful person, well, we can imagine. Vayhi Beveis Adonov HaMitzri. And he found himself to be in the dwelling, in the house of his master, the Mitzri. Vayhi Ish Matzliach. How does it go together? If anyone wants to say who is a successful person, he would say, oh, Yosef HaTzadik. It's going to call Vayhi Hashem is Yosef. Wherever he was, the Rebbe Yishlo was with him. So he is an Ish Matzliach. If we see it, if we don't see it, but there's another secret. Vayehi beveis adonov hamitzri. We all know and we can imagine how Yosef waited for the moment to go back to his father, to go back to his family, to go back to Yisrael. He was in Golos on his own. However, he didn't push off his avodas Hashem until he will be zoiche to be back home. Vayehi beveis adonov hamitzri. Zog des vasemes. Vayehi ba'avayehei. Here I am. Here I'm going to fulfill my duty to the Ribbono shel Olam. Wherever he was, whatever the circumstances were, whatever the condition were, he was in himself totally committed to avodas Hashem. A few psukim later, zog the pasuk de zelbe zach. Vayikach Adonai Yosef Oysev Veitneil Bisasoya. He was put into prison. Vayihi Shom Beveis Asoya. He was Beveis Asoya Vayehi. That's the situation. These are the circumstances. Those are the conditions. Here I'm going to be an Oved Hashem. Vayehi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim Shva Esrei Shono. The complete 17 years of being in Mitzrayim in Golis. It was Yaakov Avinu with the fullest life, with the fullest devotion and dedication to Avodas Hashem. No different from being in Eretz Yisrael or being in Mitzrayim. We have to fulfill our duty. Rashi zok noma pashas ustumo. Why is this parsha connected to the previous parsha? Yeah. Usually between parshas we have a hefsek. Yeah. And these two parshas, parshas Vayigash and parshas Vayichi, you'll see in the Sefer Torah we have a koyin. There's no hefsek, there's no space in between. It's like continuous. Parshas Vayigash, Klal Yisrael was still in Eretz Yisrael. Parshas Vayichi, they were in Mitzrayim. But it's connected. We have left Eretz Yisrael, so it's a new matter. No. Nothing has changed. Avadit, many things have changed. But not Avodas Hashem. Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Connected to the previous Vashe. Connected to what they felt and they lived in Eretz Yisrael. They took it with them. Natata Zayin Gesund. We are quite a few years since we left Yerushalayim. Maybe not far from 60 years. 60 years! And it still writes his name, Mira Kodesh Yerushalayim. Pasha Zustuma. We are still connected. No one is going to doubt it. I was born in Yerushalayim. We are still connected to them. Klal Yisrael is connected. This is the Koyach. Wherever we find ourselves, it's the same Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the same Ish Matzliach, because Vayehi Hashem is Yosef. It's the same Vayichi. Make sure that we live in a matzav of Avodas Hashem wherever we find ourselves. Yisimcho Elokim Ke'Efrayim V'Chaim Menashe. Why Ke'Efrayim V'Chaim Menashe? Why not Reuven V'Shimon? Well, people would say, today we are in Golus, we are between Goyim, can we succeed? Avad, if we have children, the Ibsen gave us a mitzvah to have children. Can we bring them up in the way we want? Ke'Efrayim V'Chaim Menashe. Where were Ephraim and Menashe educated? In Mitzrayim. No Teretz. If it's in England, in America, Europe, wherever we are, wherever we find ourselves, if it's South Africa, wherever it is, it's the same Kiyuv and the same Kiyuv. There's a moiridige Wort von der Samsoifer, appelletige Sache. Steht im Posuk, Va'ato shnei vonecho hanelodem locho be'eretz Mitzrayim. Sogt Yankov Avinu zu Yosef. Those children were born to you. Till I came to Mitzrayim. Ad boye elecho Mitzrayimo. Lihem, those are my children. Ephraim and Menashe, Kerub and Shimon Yehudi. Ephraim and Menashe are my children. Because they were born before I came to Mitzrayim. Umuladat cho ashat uladat achareihem. Those children are going to have from now onwards. Lecho Yehu, these are your children. Al Shem Achim Yekom and Achlos and them got their own path in the Yerusha. They are part of Klal Yisrael. So say, Frank, what sense does it make? Yaakov Avinu was in Eretz Canaan. Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim on his own. So those children were born to you whilst I was still in Eretz Yisrael. Now mine. Liheim. Now I'm here. And please God, you're going to have future children. They are yours. Why? So the Heilige Samsoifer. Pachad Noiru. Yosef HaTzadik for 20 years was in Mitzrayim on his own. No shul, no Talmud Torah, no yeshiva ktana, no yeshiva, no koilat, gornisht. steht in Targum. He kept Teure Besesa, like in Spain. So Ribbono Shel Olam, how could he educate his two children? He couldn't take them to cheder, couldn't take them to shul, couldn't take them to yeshiva, couldn't take them anywhere. So what could he tell them? Mein Tate, I remember my father told me. So those children were educated by you, through me, so they're my children. Now we have a gewaltige Eretz Goshen, beautiful shuls, Besser Talmud, beautiful Talmud Teures, gewaltig. But it's not Lee, it's not me. They were educated in wonderful moisters, in Mitzvah Shem, they will be educated in gewaltige moisters. It's nicht Liheim. The more connected we are to the previous generation, the more connected we are to Kabbalah Satura. The more connected we are to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Liheim. As long as you had to educate your children and tell them, whatever you saw by me, those are my children. For now, it's a different world. They will be educated in Gewaldig. Aber nicht Lee, the Messiris, the connection to previous Dörers, I spoke at the Bris this week, I said, a name at least we give to previous generations. We want to connect the child, we want to connect ourselves to Klal Yisrael as it was. No changes. Avada, we are limited. There were Klal Yisrael not long ago who knew all the Sforum Shafas. Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, we haven't got a capacity, it seems. Doesn't matter. Vayichi Yaakov, Be'eretz Mitzrayim. The Rambam, I looked for that, I couldn't find this, as the unfortunate, and I would have brought it. The Rambam sagt, there are those people who say, that why should I bother now? Let's wait till Mashiach comes, he's around the corner. And he meets Hashem, when he comes, everything will be okay, and my children will be okay, and my grandchildren will be okay. Why should I worry? He's just around the corner. They say once, the Rav spoke, around the corner, Mashiach is around the corner. Some woke up to someone else, and said, maybe give me alone till Mashiach comes, he's around the corner. But when it comes to the education of the children, not the Yipshah Telfer, he's around the Rambam, when it comes to Ruchnius, we don't know when it comes. We have to educate ourselves and our children with such a chiyus, with such a strength. We don't know how long it's going to take. Avada, we are waiting and yearning for B.S. HaMashiach. But it's still going to be Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. We find in the parsha of Tzitzis, so Rashi appellate die Gesach. Al kampfe begdeem, so Rashi, ve es esam al kampfe ne shorom al arba kampfeis. When you have four Tzitzis, so end of Shlach. Ve loyim balas sholish, ve loyim balas chomish. Not three and not five. Why four? Keneged arba leshoynes shel geulo. We find four leshoynes shel geulo, shenema, wo ich sehe sie, wie ich halte, wie ich gehalte, wie ich kachte. So hat ich gesagt, Schäufe. Four and not three. Four and not five. What would have been the fifth? We have AC. Ebesh took us to Etzes Rol. What would have been three? Leaving out Kabbalah Satoira. If anyone looks at its Yitzis Mitzrayim as something independent, not connected to Kabbalah Satoira, if someone will connect, we can only have tzitzis if we are zoicha to the gula already. Balas chomish. The completion of Klal Yisrael is at Har Sinai. The Eibishter gives us a matona of a bisam mikdosh v'etz Yisrael. It's a matona from the Eibishter. What concerns us? What concerns our duty in Avodas Hashem, Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hamaloch ha'goyel oisim en kolgo yevor razonom v'kom shmi v'shem avoy sai. Yaakov Avinu dokt our abetit to connect ourselves to a previous generation. V'shem avoy sai. We know that many nisyonos, the world is totally meshugah as meshugah could be. Nothing to do with us. Sikel es yodov. Interesting parasha. We got Ephraim and Menashe. Menashe is the pro. Ephraim is younger. So Rashi, Menashe is Gidoy, is Malchus. Kingdom. Ephraim, Lelama Torah is Bnei Yisrael, Yeshua learned Torah is Kelad Yisrael, Ephraim is Torah. Menashe was the pro. Ephraim was younger. Kumt Yankov Avinu Sikel es Yodov. He took his right hand and put it onto Ephraim. His left hand onto Menashe. Fregi Velt Akashe, why didn't he change round Ephraim and Menashe? The answer is Poshet. Koinim called the Poshet answer is because Menashe is the proil. He can't change facts. He is the proil, he's got a schus of the proil. Zot Metata Zoi. You cannot change the world. Kingdom, money is still on the Mizrach. Teure Monachas bekehren Zovis. The one who learns Teure, he's not a priority in the world, Avada Baas, not in the world. And it will remain Menashe on the right, Ephraim to the left. Once he had to Moshe Shivir and Moshe Girin in Monsi, and he said, Toiro Menachas Bekeren Zovis, not in the corner, not Bekeren, and not in the Mezovis. Bekeren Zovis, in a little corner, you'll find a little corner, and there will be the Talmud Chochem. You cannot change the world. Of a Sikel Es Yodov, you got to know your priorities. We have to know within what is Choshev, what is more Choshev, and what is less Choshev. You've got to know, Ephraim is Toiro, that's the Chashivas. Menashe, Avadi is Choshev, as much as is connected to Ephraim, as much as connected to Toiro, Yisochor Zvulun. We live in a time when everyone agrees, it does not seem he can change the world. They all say, at the end of the day, Chaim Sanzo used to say, when I was a young man, I thought I'm going to change the world. I got older, I said, I won't change the world, but I'm going to change Sanz. I got older, not even Sanz, but maybe my Besmedrash, my Kehille, my family. And I decided, I tried to change myself. Vayivoser Yaakov levadoi. When Yaakov remained with himself, Vayovik ish imoy ad alus hashachar. There he where found the real melchome, the real war with the Yetzer Hara. Aber there's a continuation of the story. So the Chofetz Chaim decided to become a Chofetz Chaim. And when the Chofetz Chaim became a Chofetz Chaim, his family became a family of the Chofetz Chaim. And then his Kehillah became a Kehillah of the Chofetz Chaim. Radin became Radin of the Chofetz Chaim. And the world became a world of the Chofetz Chaim. The Sikel Es Yodov, the being strong within, knowing ourselves, the true translation of the 13 Animamins. Know within ourselves what it means emunah b'Hashem, what it means getting up in the morning, moide ani lefonecho, riboyne shel olam. It's between me and you. Moide ani lefonecho, I prepare for a day of avodas Hashem, of yiras shemaim. Sikel es yodov. Not because the world is totally out of, I don't know what. It's going to change me. I'm going to know exactly what we have to do. That's the secret of Sikil Esiodov. We cannot change and we don't have to change. So those people who want to change the world end up being a bit upset. In Mitzvah Hashem, the woman who is going to change the world will be Mashiach. In Mitzvah Hashem, when he'll come, will be as Galus HaShchina. Everyone will see the Shchina. Today it's hard, but still, let us be mechazik ourselves. Sikel Esiodov. Let us remember that the Koyach HaTorah, this is the most important. Vayoyimer Ani Yosef Ha'oid Ovi Choy. Everyone, all the Mephoshim asked the Kasha. Yosef HaTzadik had a dinner with his brothers. And then he asked them already, how is your father doing? And they replied, Baruch Hashem, everything is fine. Between then and here, they were not in Eretz Yisrael. And he tells them, Ani Yosef, Ha'oid Ovid Choy. What again, Ha'oid Ovid Choy? They didn't have WhatsApp, they didn't have anything. Maybe the Ruch HaKodesh was talking. I don't think it would have come onto the WhatsApp, I doubt. Of HaKolifim. So why again, Ha'oid Ovid Choy? You know what, Min Satna, what was Doctor? Doctor, I asked you a few times how your father is. Rabbani Yosef, you're speaking to Yosef. It's a different question, Ha'oid Ovid Choy. It's a different question if the Goy of Mitzrayim asks how is Yankim Avinu, or it's Ani Yosef and asks Ha'oid Ovid Choy. Now tell me in my language, Ha'oid Ovid Choy, how is Daddy? It's a different question. Or because I know Chapshat. Ani Yosef! For 20 years, I'm in Mitzrayim. For 20 years, I'm totally cut off from whatever we had. And still, Ani Yosef Ashemachartem Oisi, I'm still the same Yosef. How could it be? For 20 years, I ask myself, Ha'oid Ovi Choy, is my father alive in me? That's the question, what I ask myself every day, every moment. Ha'oid Ovi Choy. Rabbi Yisai, Ha'oid Ovi Choy. Is Rav Chaim Brisker still alive with us? Is the Vilna Gaon still alive with us? Is the Baal Shem HaKodesh still alive with us? Ha'oid Ovi Chai. Do we still live in the atmosphere, in the Ruach of Klal Yisroel being under the guidance of the Gdoli Yisroel, the Chofetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Oizer, Reb Chaim Tzanzer, Gdoli Yisroel, not so long ago. As long as we ask ourselves, Ha'oid, Ovi, Choy, we are still connected. As long as Parshas is Tumo, as Parshas Vayichi is connected to Parshas Vayigash, it's still connected to a previous world. If we're going to say, well, it's not the same world, things have changed, we've got to change, chas v'sholem. Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz v'guri oviv. When Yosef HaTzadik stood in front of the greatest nisoy in his life, zog the Gemara, Hero lo Yaakov avinu b'dmus diukno, he saw d'mus diukno of his father. Zog the Heilige Masho. He didn't stop the Musdukna. He saw his father's face. But he didn't stop there. Because we all know that the Musdukna Shle Yankov Avinu is Chokok B'Kisei HaKovoid. The face of Yaakov is Chokok in the Kisei HaKovoid by the Eibishter. So through the Musdukna Shle Aviv, he came to the Kisei HaKovoid. If we connect ourselves to our Gdolim, to the Gdolim Yisrael of the previous door, we become connected to Hashem. Wherever we are, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. That's the Koyach. My Tata Dut Alamol, Yosef HaTzadik came to Yaakov Avinu and said, Daddy, Nish Beseder, Menashe is the Bchor, Ephraim is younger, why did you? So to Yodati Beni Yodati. Yodati Beni, what you know I also know. But Yudati, I know a bit more. Unfortunately, our children tell us today, Yudati, mini Yudati. Yudati over Yudati. The connection to the parents. I had once a wonderful story, I'm sure, through the opportunities of speaking of the Torah, I mentioned it. Gona Mechutin, Moshe Meiselman, Tomo, Yerushalayim, Tiras Moshe. And he said once he davened in the Belzebus Medrash Mincha Shabbos. And there geht azoi. You don't say Yamoid Yankel Ben Moshe, just say Yamoid Shlishi.
Yeah.
So once they called up the Ungerische Oibelende Yekeshe Yid. So Yamoid, I'll say it in German, then I'll explain it. Entschuldigen Sie, ohne meinen Vater gehe ich zu der Türe nicht. Bitte sagen Sie meinen Vaters Namen. Without my father, I don't dare to go to the Sefer Türe. Please mention my name as a son of my father. Then I can go to the Sefer Türe. Rabbeinu David Brunner, who lived in Manchester, Zechuinu Levrocha, he was a Talmud of the Netre Rav. Rabbeinu David Brunner, a Talmud of the Netre Rav. And he left with the children transport. And his Rebbe kissed his forehead before he left as a child. I think for 6 months he didn't wash his forehead not to lose the kiss of his Rebbe.
Wow.
The connection to Torah, the connection to the world that was and is. This is our koyach. Wherever we find ourselves, if it's Bevis HaDuna Vamitzri, if it's Bevis HaSurim, Hashem Imoy. We are connected to Hashem. Whatever the world is, Sikein Esiodov. Let us remember what we are. Hashem loves us. And Hashem can do what no one can. And Hashem knows, Zodokhoi Salvovos, what we need, as no one knows. There's one address. Shmoyne Esre, the Boyne Shiroilov. Let us be mechazik ourselves, as Avriyan Kavina made in Mitzrayim. Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shva esri shono. Let us continue to live mit temune, mit betochen, nieder Boyne Shiroilov. And finally, why did Yaakov Avinu have to bench Ephraim and Manasseh together? We bench our children one after the other. He had to bench them together, and they brought them to his feet, and he had a meticulous yodov. The only way of Yaakov Avinu to continue in Golus is to keep together. Mm-hmm. All those machloikas, it won't help. If it's Manasseh, if it's Ephraim, mm-hmm. if it's Malchus, if it's Torah, if it's a socho, if it's wool, if it's bohilecho, if it's mitzisecho, wherever we found, we have to keep together and fight the outsiders, not fight within. No point, useless, needless. We've got to be mechazek ourselves within the framework of Golas, mit der gewaltige emune in the geule, and wait for the geule, but make sure we do our utmost in the circumstance we find ourselves. So the Eibush to help him should be Zeuche, Mr. Hashem. We're going now to Shevevim Tat, Shevevim Dadi of Shevevim is Shmos, Kladus will went down, but we get out, we got out of it. In Mr. Hashem, we're looking forward to a wonderful Geula and Mechazik ourselves with the gewaltige present now to give to our children and grandchildren, the maximum we can. So the Eibush will help them. We should succeed. They'll be Matzliach. And be Meir Hashem Zuche together. To be as we will tzedek. And be the Besabchiro. In Heiro v'yameinu. Amen.
Thanks. Can we keep this running?
Oh, Shaya. Shaya, I was so enamored.